Let's get down to work here. Do want to get your thoughts. This is the first time you've been in since the announcement that it appears that Blinn is going to make their move to have a College Station presence. So kind of like to get your thoughts there.
I think that's good. Blinn definitely needs the room, and I think that's an ideal location for him. It's the property's big enough. It's a 53-acre campus. There's parking. They've got room to grow. Gives them highway visibility. What concerns me and concerns staff is the possibility that Raintree might become a cut through. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, for folks who've lived in College Station a while or just lived in the area, I think we can say Munson, and that's something that a lot of people remember. And the city really went to a pretty severe move in that you closed that at one point.
At one time, put in speed bumps, made it one way. Munson has been the poster child for transportation assistance.
Well, you know, Ben, I would also bring up a move that I thought the College Station City Council made years ago, decades ago, that they shouldn't have, and that was not pushing Appomattox through.
Absolutely.
If that were pushed through now, we wouldn't really be talking about this.
No, and if you go into Wynwood, you can see Appomattox as a wide thoroughfare, and there's no houses that face Appomattox. They're on the corners, but they're on the side streets. And you look at that, it goes all through Woodhaven, and then you go to Raintree, and it's still okay, and then it stops. And, in Emerald Forest, houses face the street.
Yeah. I don't know what that world is. Is that a world where that could be extended, or is that, I don't know who owns that property. Don't know a thing about that. Is that?
I don't know. I think it would be objectionable to the people who live there, because it's not that wide a street in Emerald Forest, and, you have to. People park on both sides. It's going to be difficult to make it up three streets.
Yeah, and again, there's going to be more discussion about this. I really do. I have some concerns because I would not want to be on that access road in the morning because they can't really expand the access road. I'm figuring people smarter than me will get that worked out. But as you say, I know you're glad to have their presence there. I'd like for you to talk about something I think that's pretty important to you, and that is that the city has some parkland funds that are available, and that's something that I know that you've been involved in and you're proud of.
Yes. When a developer develops a property, if the property is not large enough to have parkland on it, then they have to pay a fee in lieu of the parkland dedication. And the city is divided up into zones, and whatever park fund dedication is accepted in those zones, it has to stay in that zone for a neighborhood park or regional park or what have you. It's dedicated parkland for that funds. And we have close to $500,000 in parkland funds for the Steve Beachy Park. And College Station Rotary and College Station Lions are joining forces to bring a all-inclusive park that is for anyone with disabilities or not. Mm-hmm. We think that would be an excellent addition to our parks. We know that 1,500 children in the College Station school districts have special needs, and we don't know what the number is in Bryan, but it's probably at least that, if not more. And so we think it'd be a terrific addition to our park inventory.
Sure. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. I know we're still in the phases of trying to gather information and exactly how you're going to do the neighborhood integrity landlord registration thing. Again, as one member of council, how you feel like that's moving along?
I think it's moving along well. Staff went back and studied, what we've done on this problem since 1995. And there's been three or four or five, I can't remember the right number, task force. And when you look at the population of those task force, they are the people you would want on any task force for the city. And they've not come up with any real recommendations. We did have rental registration, and I think that's good, but it needs to be beefed up with more code enforcement, because I don't think we need to put more regulations on. I think we've got the right regulations on the books. We just need to have them enforced.
Sure. Nancy Berry joining us this morning, Mayor of College Station. I asked Jason Bianski last week about this, so I'd kind of like to get your reaction. The Austin City Council has adopted a resolution that bars landlords from summarily rejecting applicants who want to use federal vouchers to pay rent. They voted in favor of the source of income measure involving housing complexes, race, religion, gender, already banned are reasons that landlords cannot nix rental applications. Now the idea of possibly a government voucher paying for it cannot be a reason. What's your thought about that?
We already in College Station have Section 8 housing where the applicant can use vouchers. Whether we would want to extend that or not, I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't studied it.
Well, and again, I don't know exactly how Austin's going to come out of this, and it's, again, interesting that they would want to do that. It would seem like Austin right now is so gentrified that you couldn't have really Section 8 housing near desirable places right now.
Well, I know that they do not have a limit to the number of people who can rent, and they're having problems with people of 8, 9, and 10 in those older houses near campus. So, you know, if you have a... If you have a university or a college and you have students that live off campus, it's going to be a problem. They're going to live in neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anything? And the thing is, not all students are bad neighbors. You can be a bad neighbor as a family or a single person. You know, students are people, too, and some of them are absolutely exceptional neighbors, and some are less than that.
Well, I understand. That needs to be the mantra as you move forward with the neighborhood integrity thing,
yeah,
too. You sure don't need to wrongly hang that on the students.
No, it's... We need to look at it as all rental property, not rental property for students.
Gotcha. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Not that I can think of.
No,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. If people want to learn more about the rental registration and that program, Kelly Templin, our city manager, has put up a podcast on our website, and John Nichols has written a blog.
Okay.
So I would recommend those interested check that out on the city website, cstx.gov.
And I would agree, as complicated as this issue is, I mean, you know, I'm pretty opinionated. You can get me to
really?
Take a stand on anything. This one I'm pretty ambivalent. I mean, I see both sides of this very strongly. So I think if you're going to go speak to council, see what's out there first and hear what they're doing, because certainly Kelly Templin comes from having been in Bryan College Station, but also being in Auburn, Alabama.
Ohio University.
And Ohio, yep.
Yeah. So he's lived in three university communities, and the problem is the same. It's getting worse in College Station and Bryan simply because the university and Blinn are expanding.
Yeah.
And the university has sent out acceptance letters to 26,000 freshmen, incoming freshmen. Don't know how many he'll accept. But we had 10,000 2 years ago and 13,000 this year. And, you know, say only 10,000 reject. That's another 3,000 beds we have to find.
That's true. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.